Welcome back to the Air Canada Center. The Leafs carry a 2-1 lead into the third period. Chances at goal, those shots on goal, those blocked, those missed. 48 attempts by Nashville, 30 for the Maple Leafs. And right now, it's a shorthanded goal by Kasperi Kapanen that is the difference in the contest. As the Leafs lead 2-1.
Leafs gave up 19 shots in that period. They gave up 14 shots in the second period against Anaheim. So maybe a dip in play. They certainly, whether you can say that Nashville simply came on in that second period, especially when they were down a couple. Or the Leafs maybe got caught sitting back. But I thought Nashville in that period was much more dominant than from a Leafs standpoint. And the Leafs managed to play even in the period and take a 2-1 lead into the third.
So the faceoff at center ice. And the Maple Leafs with their hands full here with the Nashville Predators.
And now, as we mentioned, Nashville has not been a comeback team this year, but in this game, they've certainly come back and dominated the Leafs after the Leafs went up 2-0.
Played over the left wing by goaltender Rene, and the Predators to the line and in and offside. Ryan Ellis took a drop pass, and it was well outside the blue line. Brought in Zach Hyman back on the ice, so after blocking that shot in the second period, he's all right.
By the way, the second period for Nashville this year, goals for and against, 70 goals for, 42 goals against. Isn't that incredible? They're actually minus 6 in the third period. 52 against, 46 goals for.
Zaitsev loses the puck. It comes back in the slot. A shot. They score! Nikita Zaitsev had the pass along the far boards and was unable to hold it. The Predators turn it over, and a quick shot taken there by Victor Arvidsson has tied the game at 2.
Well, it was one thing for Zaitsev to miss it. When the puck was thrown to the front of the net, Austin Matthews and Jake Gardner were both there and tried to swat it away and end up making a perfect 10-foot pass under the opposition stick, and it was Arvidsson that quickly threw it along the ice between the pads of a startled Freddie Anderson, and the 2-0 lead has disappeared.
18th goal of the year for Arvidsson. Here's Marner, bringing it in over the line, mishandles the puck, poked it towards the front of the net! And Kadri on almost a similar situation that befell the Leafs, had that one go over top and off the glass and out the wrong side. Dermott gives the puck away to Fiala. A drop pass, Fiala going to the net! Pad save made by Anderson. Dermott coughing the puck up. At the blue line, Emelin. Over on the far side, walking the line is Weber with a shot into the glove of Anderson. And now Marner in a bit of a scuffle has his helmet pried off. And that's drawn a bit of a crowd in the slot area, but nothing more to develop.
Well, you could say that the Leafs scored some fortunate goals. And Riemsdyk's from long range, but glanced in off a defenseman in the first period. And Kasperi Kapanen, kind of a broken half breakaway, scores shorthanded. And then Nashville, a fortunate bounce off the head of James Van Riemsdyk, and then a giveaway combination between Zaitsev and Austin Matthews has tied the game at 2.
So the faceoff is in the circle to the left of Anderson. The draw one by Toronto off the glass near side. Chopped at by Watson. The Leafs get it out into center ice territory. Matthias Ekholm got it ahead. Turris plays it the rest of the way. Back of the Toronto net. Now Riley off the boards to center. Brown tipped it into the zone but was stationary. And again, the Leafs doing those long stretch passes. Here's Weber. Trying to play it in on the left wing. Hartnell plays it around back of the net. Hartnell playing in his 1,225th game here tonight. He has taken one shootout attempt. I find that amazing. play that much. And B, that successful offensively that he's had a number of great seasons, especially in Philadelphia. Out here, the Leafs across the line with Moore. Puts the brakes on, slips it to the front of the net. It just deflected just wide. Kapanen couldn't get his stick on it. Moore back to the point. Polak a shot that's off the mark wide. Dermott pinches to try and keep it alive. Back to the net for Kapanen. Kapanen to Dermott. Dermott to the far side to Polak. Polak with a shot into the glove of Rene. And he stops play.
Good shift by the fourth line. Hemming the Nashville Predators into their own zone. Pekka is not shy about handling the puck either, is he?
No, he's not.
Take it from behind the net, bring it out front, and then try to launch one right up the middle. But Dominic Moore almost.
What would one of your coaches, in particular the young man in Ottawa, have said about you going out handling the puck like that?
Oh, just one word. Don't. Followed by two more words.
Sit here.
Which, two other words I heard a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Here's a drop pass by Marner that didn't work. It's turned back at center. The Leafs bring it back in with Kadri. Kadri into the slot. Shoots, and he fired it over top of the goal. The crowd behind the net was raising themselves out of their seats, but it just went over the crossbar and off the glass. Long shooting is juggled by Anderson, thrown aside. And the Leafs play it out under the left wing boards to center. Weber shoots it right back in again. Zaitsev in the far corner. Bank pass for Gardner. Gardner a feed ahead for Nylander. Nylander to the line, had it knocked off his stick. It's a delayed offside. And as Hyman touches it, the whistle goes.
Well, we mentioned the Nashville Predators their last time out, which was a 5-4 overtime win. Against the Nashville Predators, or against the New York Islanders. And they were able to come back from a deficit there and win the game in overtime, and firing 47 shots in the process against Yaroslav Halak. They've already got 31 against Freddie Anderson with lots of time to go here in the third period.
Shot by Kadri just missed that top corner over the catching hand of Pekka Rinne. Now Nylander into the corner with Roman Josi. They bang in there. Goes Hyman as well. Hyman taken to the board by Bonino. Hyman around back of the net trying to pull his way out in front. Got it to Nylander. Nylander along the near boards in front of the net for Matthews. He loaded up a shot, but it deflected wide. And then Hyman was lifted off his skates. I think he got tangled up with the goaltender. Back in over the line for Arvidsson. Going to the net, a shot. And that was stopped by Anderson. Played by Hainsey around the wall, but not out. Weber traps. Gets it back again and tried to send a shot to the net. Blocked by Morgan Rielly. Here's a centering pass in front again and off the goalpost. Another shot goes wide of the net. Good pressure here from Nashville. Down the boards goes Austin Watson. Watson can't get it out in front. Van Riemsdyk against the boards, unable to come up with it. Rielly can't get it away there from Fiala. And as they play it up on the wall, it's trapped there by Josi. Josi gets it back again in the slot. Pass to the far side. A shot. Anderson sprawls to make the save. He scrambles to get back into the crease now. Big pressure from Nashville. Here's Churis with a shot, and it bounces over to the near side. Back to the blue line once more. Tired group out here for Toronto. Josi dropping for Fiala. Played off to the far wing. Van Riemsdyk trying to get to the puck. It's played back again for Kyle Churis. Churis to the near side to Fiala. Fiala over on the far wing. Weber walks it back to the line. Josi with it again. Now it's Nylander without a stick, and a shot goes wide of the net. The rebound stopped there by the Maple Leafs goaltender. Played on the boards to center and racing after it. Van Riemsdyk, he's in alone! Flipped into the goaltender and held by Pekka Rinne. Where did Van Riemsdyk find the energy to break out there to get around the defense?
All I know is he's thinking, if I didn't score, I'm glad Rinne held on to it. We got a whistle because it was going to be a long way back for James Van Riemsdyk. Before that, though, I realize Nylander is without a stick, but the Nashville Predators absolutely owned the Leafs in the Toronto end of the ice. I mean, it felt like it was a power play plus goaltender pulled for the extra attacker, didn't it? It was that kind of control. Van Riemsdyk very nearly. The nifty little move for him in the back end almost chips it past Rene on a breakaway.
Puck down in the Toronto end. Zaitsev gets to the red line, tried to play it in and decided he'd carom that right off Brian Johansson's head. And off the helmet and into the crowd it went. A 2-2 tie. Sissons at 18-10 and Arvidsson unassisted at the 25-second mark. Ties the game for Nashville.
Well, I know Johansson has been a kind of a curious case for Nashville. Certainly was a warrior when it came to them in the playoffs before being injured in the round against the Anaheim Ducks. Former 30-goal scorer has really struggled to find that range since moving from Columbus to Nashville.
Van Riemsdyk gets it back to Dermott. Dermott with a pass into the corner for Bozak. Bozak cycles it back. Van Riemsdyk had it cut off. And P.K. Subban gets it up on the left wing. Played high into the Toronto zone. Colton Sissons gets it into the corner. Aberg around to the board. Tied up there by Dermott, who kicks it ahead for Brown. Brown couldn't find a pass to get to Bozak, and it comes around to the near wing. Round back of the Toronto goal. Here's Subban taking a drop pass and a centering feed. Oh, and Sissons just mishandled that, or he might have had another one. Shot from the blue line is into the glove of Anderson. And shot number 36 is into the books. It's a 2-2 tie. The Leafs and the Nashville Predators. You're listening to the Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the left. Anderson having a long discussion with the referee down in the goal crease area.
Nashville, by the way, has also won 62% of the faceoffs in this game. And those are going to be huge as we get on here in this period with a score tied at 2.
Nice chat with Paul Fenton of the Predators, and he was saying we're going to get a veteran player without giving up a draft pick or making a trade, and Mike Fisher to come back and be an integral part of what they're trying to do in the postseason. He had to get the okay from his wife that he could come back. Played up on the near boards, and now here are the Predators unable to get it out. Marner steps back in, and he looked for Marleau instead of shooting. And it went off, his skate went wide. Now Marner gets it again. Back in for Marleau. Bouncing puck. He couldn't control it at his feet. He was a foot in front of the goal crease. Shot down into the Toronto zone. Round back of the net goes Gardner. Little stutter step, then gives it back to Zaitsev. Marner heading for the bench, and Zaitsev waiting for teammates to change. Zaitsev up on the wing, and Austin Matthews comes to center. On the stick of Hyman, he tips it into the zone. Rene pumps it back on the wall, and it's going to get past Matthews and come to center. And it is turned back now by Nylander. Nylander for Matthews, off a stick, brought in over the line by Morgan Rielly. Cut off there by the Predators, and it is Subban back in his own zone. Subban to the right wing side for Yarncroke. And Yarncroke plays it back to the far side. Matthias Ekholm will get it out at center. And stolen back by Hainsey. Hainsey to Nylander. Crossed the line. Looking for Matthews. Couldn't get him the puck. Now he does. A sweeping shot from a sharp angle. Stopped on the short side by Pekka Rinne. Leafs need to get about two or three shifts that are dominant down in the offensive end to try and get this momentum back.
And as good as this line was against Anaheim, the Matthews line, they've been contained pretty well tonight, haven't they, against the Nashville Predators.
Subban sends it down into the Toronto zone. Connor Brown engages his man Watson. Puck goes into the corner, and Gardner with a pass, intercepted and backhanded wide of the Leaf goal. Churis in the corner. Tied up there by Zaitsev. Puck up on the wing, and it's going to roll down into the Nashville zone. Rene out of the goal to play it along, and Emelin gets it out and down the ice, and icing's going to be called here with 11 minutes and 6 seconds against the Nashville Predators here in the third period.
Shots on goal here in the third period. 10 for the Nashville Predators, 2 for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this has been a Nashville team that has come out firing on all cylinders here in the third period. But Leafs really had Nashville today, I thought, pretty well until Nashville scored on the fluky goal late in the second period to make it 2-1.
The other icing coming up here against the Predators will be brought back in the circle to the left of Pekka Rinne. .10:56 to go, third period.
Well, you were talking about Paul Fenton, the assistant general manager of the Predators earlier. Here's the guy that you're waiting any year now, any month, to take over as a general manager somewhere. Working under David Boyle, they've done a fantastic job with this franchise.
They had a lot of budget restraints early on. Here's a pass in for Leo Komarov, and it was tipped wide of the net. Komarov to the boards. Matthews comes away with it. Can't drag it in front of the net. And it's poked back to the goal and fed around the wall. Riley gets there first for Toronto, but is taken to the boards by Hartnell. And it is launched to center ice by Yannick Weber. Kapanen to Dermott to Komarov. Taken into the zone and stops. Knocked down from behind. Couldn't make a pass. Kept alive there by Dermott momentarily. And it's back at center ice. And Travis Dermott backhands it down into the Nashville end. Played on the glass to center. Hainsey back there for Toronto. And the Leafs' last couple of shifts, if nothing else, have played down in the Nashville zone and maybe got a little bit of momentum going. They've not really had a good scoring chance despite the territorial advantage over the last three shifts. Predators back of the goal, played by Ellis. A lead pass across the line. Craig Smith offside. And it'll come all the way back into the Nashville zone. A 2-2 tie. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the circle to the left of Pekka Rinne. A 2-2 tie between the Predators and the Maple Leafs. 9:47 to go in the third period.
When you talk about Austin Matthews, is he going to be the next captain of the Leafs? The Nashville Predators have had three different captains now in the last three seasons. Shea Weber, then Mike Fisher, now Roman Josi. The last team to do that were the Ottawa Senators. Roy Alfredson, Spencer, and Carlson.
Draw one by Nashville, quickly brought by Arvidsson down into the Leaf end. Chased after Zaitsev, it goes around the boards into the near corner, pinching down his Subban to play to the far wing. Kept alive over there by Ekholm. Side of the goal. It comes out in front and it's poked back of the net by Frederik Andersen. Now Zaitsev pushing the puck ahead. Kadri gets it up ahead off of the stick of Marner. Marlowe after it but can't reach it in time and it's back around the boards to the far wing. Fiala to the right wing side. Falling on the play there with Smith. Leafs counterattack across the line. Bozak in with a backhand. But it was so weak after a stick was tapped there by a defender that it hardly had enough momentum to get to the goaltender. Al Bozak down into the corner. Taken to the boards there by Ellis. Back to the point. Long shot in traffic and that deflected wide. Van Riemsdyk after Subban and it's played to center ice and Morgan Riley gets there. Plays to an open wing. Quickly shot by Ryan Ellis down into the Toronto zone. Hainsey. For Bozak, turning, launches it high to center, caught there by Ellis, knocked down, played ahead now for Nashville. Onto the wing it goes and in across the line and it is at least Morgan Riley playing it out at center ice. Nashville.
Starting to look a lot like the first period now, isn't it? Yep. Both teams a little bit cautious.
Near side for Weber. Weber to the red line, fires it off the glass, around the boards. Zaitsev couldn't trap it, a sharp angle shot comes in front. Unable to get a shot was Aberg. Aberg back to the blue line, working wide in traffic, a shot knocked down, rebound, jammed at, and it goes back of the net. Austin Matthews getting to it, can't make a pass, turned over again. Here's a chance along the boards by Aberg, playing it into the corner. Sissons Unable to come up with it, and it is Matthews playing it off a stick and down the ice, but it'll be icing against Toronto. That'll come back into the Leafs zone to the right of Frederik Andersen.
Well, as soon as you say that the period is even out, Nashville starts to press again. And Freddie Andersen forced to make a couple of stops in close. 38-25 the shots favoring the Nashville Predators. 2-2 in the scoreboard.
Van Riemsdyk and Kapanen for the Leafs. Sissons and Arvidsson for the Nashville Predators. Churis will take the faceoff against Matthews and wins it cleanly. Subban with a shot and off a stick into the screen and out of play, and the Leafs can make a player change if they so desire, and they so desire.
When you look at who's hot coming in, Kevin Fiala's got 17 goals on the season for Nashville. He's got back-to-back two-goal games coming into this one. And in fact, in his last seven games, he's had three two-goal games.
And on the other side, Jake Gardner, 13 assists in his last nine games, and he's fourth in the National Hockey League with 30 assists on the year. Played around back of the net, out of the reach of Hainsey, who hustles to the far boards. Got it in there, took a hit from Austin Watson, and it goes around back of the net. The Leafs played off the boards, but right under the stick of Subban, and then coming back quickly there was Leo Komarov to take it away from him. But it comes back to the point. Subban winds, fakes, gives it off onto the left wing side. Now it's brought on the near side by Ellis, or excuse me, by Ekholm. Round the net he goes, looks for Subban and drops it off to him. Subban carries down into the corner. Matthews chasing him, and it is played ahead and now played out at center ice by Kapanen. Kapanen pulling his way in over the line. Missed a hit from Watson coming back in the four in the back check.
Kapanen turned, made a little U-turn to say something to Watson before heading to the Leafs bench.
Played out at center ice by Toronto. Slipped into the zone, and in goes Nazem Kadri after the puck. Ryan Ellis back of the goal. Kadri has been hot lately as well, speaking of hot performers. Along the boards, it comes back up on the wing, and it is Ekholm shooting it down into the Toronto zone. Zaitsev takes his man to the boards, but the puck is still free with Craig Smith trying to battle for it. And then Zaitsev is able to push it up on the wing, and the Leafs will just play it out into the center ice area.
Boy, the Nashville defense ever aggressive, aren't they? See Ryan Ellis there, sees a man coming out of the zone. He challenges him, doesn't back off.
Here's the Predators back into the zone. Johansson around back of the net. Josi well into the attack, and the puck comes back out at center ice. Ellis turning now for the Predators, and off a stick it goes up into the crowd out of play with 5:39 to play in regulation time. A 2-2 tie between the Leafs and Predators. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Back here at the Air Canada Centre, we go to overtime.
Well, the Nashville Predators, their record on games that go past regulation, 6 wins, 7 losses, 2-3 in games that are ended in overtime. And the Leafs, 9-5 overall, 5-4. And games that have ended.
The last starting overtime 3-3. Game for the Leafs was in Chicago.
William Nylander. That was the mix of the overtime and a shootout all at once.
Yeah.
As he scored in the penalty shot.
3-2 victory. So here we go. It'll be 3-on-3. Andersen has moved down to our left, and Rene takes the goal in the east end of the building. Down to our right.
Boy, what a game saver by Freddie Andersen off Ryan Johansson.
Oh. So, 68 points in the jar for the Maple Leafs now. And a chance for the bonus. And it bounces down into the Toronto zone. Leafs start with Nylander and Matthews along with Gardner. As it's brought by Willie Nylander to Gardner. Gardner back to Nylander with room on the right wing, closing in with a shot and a blocking arm save made by Rene. Kept alive there by the Leafs, but intercepted then by Josi, and he starts back for Nashville. Josi dropping it off. It comes back to the blue line and out as Kyle Churis couldn't reach it in time. Leafs are getting some change going here as it's played up on the wing. A pass by Smith gets ahead for Churis, shooting, and it goes over top of the net. The rebound didn't get far enough for Patrick Marleau to have a chance to break. Arvidsson back in the Nashville zone. More change for Toronto. Pass ahead on the wing goes to Johansson. Johansson stops, drops it back for Ekholm. Ekholm trying to wrap around the net. Forced to the far boards. Kadri has the stick knocked out of Ekholm's hand. That gives him a little bit of a break. Bank pass finds Riley. Morgan Riley closing in. And it was deflected off a sprawling Victor Arvidsson up into the screen and out of play. 3:47 left to go in overtime.
We've still had a slight edge here in the start of 3-on-3, although really only Nylander's the only one that's going to be counted an official shot on goal coming off the right wing side.
It's interesting, too, the players that started the overtime. Mike Babcock has had a defensive kind of posture early on.
Leo Komarov started a few overtimes, hasn't he? But there it was Gardner, Nylander, and Austin Matthews.
Draw one by no one. Ends up in the seats. The faceoff again in Nashville territory.
Now you've got Tyler Bozak out with Mitch Marner, Morgan Riley on defense. Now Nashville, because you've got so many defensemen that have offensive capabilities, you don't mind playing with 3D or 2D out at 3-on-3.
Subban got the puck ahead. Yarncroak gets it back to him. Subban coming to center. Subban twisting and turning. Works back to the Nashville zone. Drops it off for Yarncroak. Yarncroak up to Subban. Drops for Yarncroak. Drops again for Bonino, who brings it into the zone. Pass into the slot and a shot right on. Anderson the save and he pushes it ahead. Marner is breaking on the right side. He's in it to the line and stops. Flips it to the far side with coming off the bench there was Van Riemsdyk, but the pass was knocked out of midair.
Tanner Bozak had broken his stick. And obviously, Freddie Anderson, I don't think, would have continued the play had he known.
Subban back of the net.
The crowd still wants him hurt.
Yes.
He got that whistle for them.
There's Josi turning back to get the remainder of the change going with 2:40 to play. Josi. Fiala takes the pass, then lost it. The puck is in the center ice area. Back comes Van Riemsdyk in on the right side, trying to work his way into the slot. Zaitsev is able to pick up a loose puck. Works it back to the blue line. Zaitsev with a shot in traffic, it stopped. The rebound is corralled by Kapanen, who skates back to center ice. Kasperi Kapanen with speed across the line, dropping for Van Riemsdyk, dropping there for... Kept in by Gardner, and now Van Riemsdyk on the far boards. Van Riemsdyk works back to Gardner on the near point, and he's going to bring it all the way back out at center ice. Leafs are changing again. Matthews on with Nylander and Gardner. Gardner gets the drop pass, and the shot is blocked, and the foot race is on, and Gardner was able to win it from Josi. Or Josi was away to the races. Here's Matthews back in. Sharp angle shot into the chest of Rene. Smothered with 1:37 to go before the shootout.
Well, back-to-back games for the Nashville Predators in overtime. Roman Josi ended it in overtime. You just mentioned him. Almost had a partial breakaway. Actually, it would have been a full-blown breakaway if he'd been able to get past Jake Gardner. But some great passing. Josi a given goal that found him the winning goal against the New York Islanders in Brooklyn two nights ago.
Faceoff will be to the right of Pekka Rinne. And the draw scrum. Marleau got it back to the blue line though. Riley walks the line, gives it back to Nazem Kadri. Kadri with a shot, sharp angle stop. Backed into the corner, Kadri had it stripped away. And starting away at center ice, Arvidsson on the right side. Arvidsson goes to the front of the net, the pass back in, a goal! And a backhand taken by Ekholm was blocked. The Leafs looking for an alley-oop pass, and it bounces to Kadri. Kadri going to the net with a shot, and it went wide of the goal. Kadri has the rebound though. Kadri working back with 1:06 to go. Fake the drop pass, played it into the middle of the rink. Nobody there, and now two Leafs are trapped. It's a 3-on-1 break. A shot off the side of the goal and the puck up on the far side. Kadri's out of gas, and now the Nashville Predators are going to take it back and get some change going as well. Subban, right wing side, shooting, stopped by Anderson and dished off. Morgan Riley turns, Matthews ahead of him, and the pass is going down into the Nashville zone. Rene spins it around the boards for Craig Smith. Subban carries it to center. Subban in on the right side. Gardner chasing him. Gardner couldn't pry it away from Subban. It comes into the slot. Smith drops it back. Subban again. Near side for Johansson. 16 seconds left, and it's pushed out and down the ice.
This has not been the most eventful three-on-three, has it?
No.
In fact, the best opportunity was the last one that Nashville had in an odd man rush.
Subban will play it out at center. One last burst across the blue line, and there's the horn. So we will go to the always entertaining, somewhat controversial, shootout.
Nashville, 4-4 in the shootouts this year. The Leafs, 4-1, which is certainly an improvement over previous years.
Frederick Anderson, 13-15 now in shootouts. Pekka Rinne, 36-33 in shootouts thus far in his career.
I think he'd be better than that, but I mean, on the other side of that, you're going to get somebody that's especially at the other end of the ice for you, don't you?
That's right. You can be really good and take it into 5 or 6 or 7 attempts. But unless you get somebody doing some business at the other end of the rink, there's not an awful lot you can do as a goalie. So let's see who they will have here. The Leafs will shoot first, and it looks like it's going to be Austin Matthews who's out on the ice.
Now, we've seen the regular move, and I don't know how much time teams spend going over video on shootouts, but Austin Matthews has been coming in off the right-wing side, left-handed shot, sift to the middle, and go five-hole. We will see if that is the move he is going to try on the Nashville goaltender, Pekka Rinne.
3-for-5 this year, 3-for-13 in his 2 years of his career. And here's the future captain getting ready now.
Swing wide right. We start it again.
Here we go. Left-handed shot. Weaves to the right wing side, cutting across the middle, and his low shot is kicked into the corner by the pad of Pekka Rinne.
Not so sure Pekka Rinne gave him as much as the goaltenders before, but anyway, advantage Nashville.
And now it is
Kyle Turris.
Kyle Turris, 25 of 65. He's in. Deke's backhand shot it wide. Nothing on the board yet.
Just had that sick feeling. We talked about how great Kyle Turris has been against the Leafs when he was with Ottawa. You thought, is this where he raises his ugly head?
4-for-10 up until this point. Here's Nylander. Carries down the left side. Now to the middle of the ice. Deke shoots. Shot it off the glove of Rinne and wide of the net. So no one has gotten anything in behind the goaltenders as yet.
We saw Nylander a couple of times, went backhand, short side. He tried glove side there.
Fiala, 2-for-7 this year. Works to the top of the circle, snaps it at the net, and down is Anderson with the stick on the ice to stop that. Tyler Bozak, 16-41 in his career, but 2-for-3 this year. Here's Bozak. Right-handed shot, straight down the middle of the ice with speed, shoot, scores!
He comes in with a full head of speed and then slows down around the hash marks. But Rinne continued back, and Bozak with a perfect shot over the glove under the crossbar.
And here's Ryan Ellis. And Freddie is the champ. Ryan Ellis weaves to the left wing side, top of the circles, hit the goal post, but it goes past, may have come back and hit Anderson, and goes into the net.
I think this was post to post, Bonesy.
Did it go both?
Both posts and in. Or
no,
does Anderson?
Anderson's pad, yep.
A little unfortunate, but this will continue.
Here's Marner now. Right-handed shot, top of the circle, shoots and into the pad. Stopped by Rene. We continue.
Craig Smith
will shoot. And he's 11 of 38 for his career, 1 for 2 this year. Smith carries to the line, top of the circle, slows, backhanded it wide of the net.
I know this works sometimes, but it's amazing how guys just simply run out of room.
I know. I have never figured out why they don't just do it with speed.
Which is what Tanner Bozak did to get Rene backing up.
Here's Patrick Marleau now. Top of the circles in on goal and a pad save. 3 times they've tried to do the same move, and 3 times that right leg of Pekka Rene has come out and stopped them.
There's been no deking attempts, have there?
Not yet.
I mean, on Pekka Rene, they've tried it on Anderson.
Josi weaves way to the left wing side, cuts across the circle, slowly, still backhanding. Not a chance. Josi stopped there.
I don't know if he got tired. Like he was skating on sand by the time he got to the top of the crease.
6th round we go.
Hunter Brown has had some breakaway success of late.
Here he comes with a little speed in on goal and shoots, and he fired it wide.
Nobody's deking. Nobody's trying to make a move and freeze Rene and get around him.
Well, you really have to have some speed doing
that.
And Johansson will shoot now. And here he goes straight down the ice. Slows up now. Trying to backhand it. He was at stop when he finally made the attempt.
He may get a delay of game penalty. I mean, this is, wow.
Van Riemsdyk and everybody else on the benches is now hiding.
And Riemsdyk's had some success in his career.
7 of 24. Here he comes, slowly. Right wing side, top of the circle, shoots and scores!
What Van Riemsdyk does, left-handed shot, comes down the right wing side, much like Austin Matthews, but changes the angle. Backhand to forehand, changes the angle by about 6 feet and then snaps at low blocker side.
Arvidsson will shoot for Nashville. The Leafs can win the game with an Anderson stop. Arvidsson slowly in a shot, stopped by Anderson. The Leafs win the game. Seven rounds of the shootout.
Rene Anderson forced to stop 46 through regulation and overtime. And then let's say 6 more he keeps out in the shootout. And Freddie Anderson, let's be honest, is the only reason the Leafs are walking out of this game with 2 points.
2 goals scored in the shootout, Bozak and Van Riemsdyk. Anderson allows just 1 to Ellis. And the Leafs win this one by a score of 3-2. And are now back-to-back wins in this homestand as we look forward to Armed Forces Night against the Ottawa Senators on Saturday night, 7 o'clock start on many of these Maple Leaf Radio Network stations.
Well, after a rough stretch, the Leafs are now 6-1 in their last 7. And I think most importantly, as we get into this homestand now, game 2 out of 5, they've won 3 straight here on home ice.
So for Jim Ruff, we hope that you will join us on Saturday night. You've been listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.
Yes.